let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What is going on with the high cost of a hotel these days?
It is.
Anybody who's looking probably knows what we're talking about. You use the word sticker shock a lot. Yeah, definitely sticker shock if you're looking for a hotel over the summer. Anywhere.
That's it. That's exactly it. It's anywhere. And it's not even right at prime locations. It's even outside of that range that hotels are in hot demand. And there's a price tag that goes along with it. And there's lots of different components that we're seeing contribute to that high price. And so it could be partially due to the operating costs. They're rising. And that would include providing energy, water, maintenance, and cleaning services. The costs of employees and wages have also increased. And they're probably increasing more than normal just because they're trying to find staff to fill vacancies. And then also inflation has a factor in it, the currency fluctuations, because depending on where you go, it might be quoted in another currency like US. And we all know that the US currency compared to the Canadian dollar isn't favorable to us at this time. And then right now, it's just the demand is really high for hotel rooms. It's more significant during peak tourist seasons, but companies are also seeing that, you know, in COVID, there was a lot of canceled conferences and events. So now they're back onto the schedule. So that's driven up demand for rooms as well.
The skeptic in me wants to say they're trying to make up for lost dollars. And I never want to disparage any company trying to make a profit. I would never do that. But is that part of it too? It's like, maybe we can just tack on a higher price here because the demand is high,
and I believe that is a true comment that you've just said, because not only do you see it in cars and hotels, but you also see a lot of it in airfare too, because airfare is just trending higher and higher.
Yeah, and it's the old adage, supply and demand, that's what keeps things going. So do you have a few examples? Like, I was searching just for the heck of it. Took a random date towards the end of June, so we're not really into high season yet. And I picked Vancouver. Vancouver's a nice city. And you're starting at least, the mid-200s for a three-star, out in the outskirts of Vancouver. You're not even in Vancouver. You're looking at places like Abbotsford and other places like that. So for a two-night stay on a weekend, you're looking at $500 or $600 on a basic three-star hotel. And it just gets more and more the further you go in if you want to spend some time or spend a few nights in downtown Vancouver.
That's right. So a lot of people are very interested in Alaska Cruise this season. And so some of, we've had requests that they go out the night before the cruise starts. Mm-hmm. So looking at even close to the cruise terminal in Vancouver. Say, for an example, the Fairmont Waterfront is from $925 Canadian per night, including taxes. And then maybe the Pacific Vancouver is a little bit less, but it's not a lot less. It's still $810 for one night. So it does question people when they are looking at their budget, because that's a pretty high number to consider just for one night. And as we move further away from Canada Pier, the price does drop a little bit to the mid 700s. But again, that's quite a bit of money spent that you can use in other ways to increase the value of your trip. Like, to me, that would be like a couple of shore excursions.
Yeah, or maybe a week in Mexico is an all-inclusive, depending on where you stay there too. But we can't even say that anymore, because it doesn't matter where you go, the costs of resorts and hotels have gone up.
Absolutely.
So what can we do? I mean, there's other options. Even when you're like, I'm not an Airbnb fan, But a lot of people are, and that's good. If you like that sort of thing, that's good. I'm not saying one's good or bad. It's just not me, just not for me. But even Airbnbs and those types of stays aren't cheap anymore,
no,
are they?
No, prices have gone up and there's more fees. So some cleaning fees have become ridiculous. And there's different types of accommodation. So it depends on, I think there's value in Airbnb or VRBO when you're traveling with a group or multiple families. That gives mm-hmm. you a nice option to look at. But if you're looking for something that you know what the price is, and you might want to think about opting for a hotel. At the end of the day, there's a gamble to booking with Airbnb because it's different, homeowners or people that are renting their space. So it's not a consistent mm-hmm. level of service or standards, where opting for a hotel, you can relax with a guarantee of fixed pricing and no surprise payments.
Yeah, well, it's the old Forrest Gump saying, you never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of chocolates, right?
That's right. Yeah, and I think, you know, before either committing to a hotel or an Airbnb, just look at where you want to travel, what amenities are important, what your budget is. Like, do you plan on eating out every single meal, stay out all day, and just mm-hmm. need a place to sleep and store your items? So definitely some thought should be going in, and price shouldn't be your leading decision-making factor.
True. And you make a really good point, because if you're looking at your overall budget, and I mean, if you want to stay in downtown Vancouver, you are saving on transportation costs, because if you're going to stay out in Abbotsford and save a couple of $100 a night, you're going to have to find your way to Vancouver. So either you're going to have to rent a car or use a taxi or an Uber or some way to get to where you want to be. So you're spending, you know, whatever you're going to save on your hotel, you're spending somewhere else. So yeah, look at your overall budget and eating out. So if you can save by getting either a kitchenette at a hotel or staying at an Airbnb or a VRBO, maybe you can save a few dollars on not eating out, like have breakfast at your accommodation and save a few dollars there.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. You're correct, because you know, it's like the first price you see isn't the last price you pay at the end of the day. So you have to go through all that process of really reading the contract or the agreement or what could add up to be your final cost.
And also too, I mean, you can, like, I'm an Aeroplan member. I love mm-hmm. Aeroplan. There's all kinds of loyalty programs out there. So if you can, you know, save up a few loyalty points or on specific hotel brands, that's another way of doing
yes,
it.
Yes, so loyalty programs typically provide immediate benefits such as free Wi-Fi, late checkout, or even member discounts. Premium benefits such as free breakfast, lounge access, and room upgrades are offered typically to members with status. So what you're looking at is maybe Hilton Honors, IHG One Rewards, Marriott Bonvoy, and they offer some nice yeah. benefits. So one of the ones that I kind of was researching is a lesser-known program. It's called the A-List Insider from Aqua Aston Hospitality. And members can save up to 15% and get a free room upgrade at some of Hawaii's top resorts.
Any other tips, advice?
So you might want to think about, if you're thinking about a sunny destination, don't travel during like a big event like an American Thanksgiving or from mid-December mm-hmm. to late January. And if you can, stay outside the major tourist areas. Prices tend to drop. But like you say, you do need to look for something on a transit line that will give you access to the city. And in summer, there's lots of major events in different parts of the world. So you might want to avoid it. And one of my examples of this is I was in Paris and there was a major soccer tournament that was going on. And we were there just before our river cruise, and the prices were horrendous.
Of course. Yeah. If you can stay outside the popular seasonal times and maybe travel in shoulder season, it's less crowded anyway. Yeah. I like that. Maybe you can save a few dollars.
And also, you know, recommend to book a fully refundable hotel room early, so you at least have something secured, and then you can search for cheaper rooms as you approach your travel dates. And then if you find a better deal, book it and then cancel your original stay. You're not out any monies.
All great tips, all great advice. You can check out Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Here's to finding a great rate for a hotel this summer.
Yes, and all other kinds of travel.